Are you optimistic about the future of medicine? A recent Pew survey found that most Americans are. In fact, 71% believe artificial arms and legs will perform better than normal ones by the year 2050. And 69% believe there will be a cure for most forms of cancer by 2050. Well, will that be the case? We don't really know, but we certainly are optimistic about it all. Why is that? Tali Sherrod is a professor of neuroscience from the University College London and author of the book The Optimism Bias, a tour of the irrationally positive brain. Tali, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, good to be here.
There may be many reasons to be optimistic about the future of medicine, but your research indicates that often our optimism is unrealistic. Why is that?
What we find is that people have what we call an optimism bias, which means that on average, we tend to overestimate the likelihood of good events happening in our lives. So, for example, a likelihood of being successful professionally, people think they're going to have incredibly gifted kids, they're going to make more money than they end up making, and we tend to underestimate the likelihood of negative events happening in our lives, such as the likelihood that we will get divorced or be in an accident.
You know, some people might be surprised to hear that there will be an optimism bias given all the skepticism there is about technology. I mean, just the latest national security invasions of privacy being one example, or going back to 1984 and other fictional representations of how seriously pessimistic our future might be. Why do you think there is an optimism bias?
Generally, an optimism bias is, on balance, good for us. There's positive aspects and there's negative aspects, but it seems that on average, optimism is actually related to better health and to actually being more successful. In some ways, it is a self-fulfilling prophecy, because being optimistic actually means that stress and anxiety is reduced, and that's really good for our health. So we think that over evolution, people have evolved to be optimistic, and we know that optimistic people tend to live longer. Even if everything else is equal, just being optimistic gives you a few years more. Now, with regards to being optimistic about medicine and technology, at this point, we don't know if it's a bias, right? We don't know, what happened, in 2050. Will cancer really be something that we don't need to worry about? We don't know that. We just know that there's an optimism at this point. And I think there's an optimism because if these things are true, that means our lives will be better. And people have a motivation to want to imagine their lives as better, as easier.
And yet I wonder if having that optimism might lead people to not take as good care of themselves as they might if they were more pessimistic about their possibility of contracting cancer, for example.
Yeah, so that's a very good point. So studies show that there's really the optimal level of optimism is a mild optimism. Now, the good news is that most people have a mild optimism. They're not extreme optimists, and they're not pessimists. Once you get to the level of extreme optimism, you do find that optimism actually is something that can cause dangerous behavior, such as, for example, not going to medical screenings because we think we're going to be okay, not buying insurance, and so on. There are surveys been published by behavioral economist at Duke showing that extreme optimists tend to smoke more, but mild optimists tend to smoke less than the pessimist and the extreme optimist.
So stay optimistic, but mildly so.
I think that's correct. They say in their study that optimism is like red wine. A glass a day is good for you, but a bottle a day may be a bit too much.
Tali Sherrod, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Tali Sherrod, professor of neuroscience at the University College London and author of The Optimism Bias, a tour of the irrationally positive brain. And we got much more deeper into the subject in an interview we did a couple years ago with Tali Sherrod. You can find it in our archives. Just look for Sherrod, Sharot.